Thank you, Brother Rutledge, and praise the Lord, everybody. We were traveling across this great land. I do not remember where. I don't know what state we were in. But I do remember a sign that I saw that said flea market. Now, that was not unusual, except they spelled it F-L-E-E, market. They misspell flea market. Of course, you know it's supposed to be spelled F-L-E-A. Well, there's a lot of difference in F-L-E-A market and F-L-E-E market. This is a flea market. F-L-E-E. Amen? We are fleeing the wrath to come, Hebrews says. We are here because we have fled sin. We are here because we are fleeing this world and we're on our way to heaven. Do you appreciate the flea market tonight? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a good spirit here tonight. And we enjoyed that good orchestra again and the fine special singing and all the worship and the testimonies. And I have looked forward also, Joe, to this service tonight. God wants to do some things. God is doing some things. Don't you appreciate Him? As my wife comes to sing, let's just lift our hands and love Jesus. God, we love You. We appreciate You. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
I recommend Jesus to anybody tonight. We all have need of Him, don't we? Worship the Lord with me. I give You Jesus. If the ship of your life is tossing on the sea of strife, you need someone. If you feel so all alone and your house is not a home, you need someone. If it seems life isn't fair, and there's no one left to share all those lonely days and nights when things just won't turn out right and you want someone to care, someone to just be there. You need someone. I give you Jesus. He's the peace that passes all understanding. I give you Jesus. He's the perfect love that casts out all fear, all fear. I give you Jesus. He's the water that you'll drink and never thirst again. I give you Jesus, my friend. I give you Jesus. Now if those pressures all around keep your spirit to the ground, you need someone. And if your body is in pain and your health you can't regain, you need someone. And if those times that you have tried with all the strength you had inside and it seems that you have failed, remember on the cross He nailed all the bitterness and grief to give you peace and sweet relief. He is that someone that you need. So I give you Jesus. He's the peace that passes all understanding. Oh, I give you Jesus. He's the perfect love that casts death out all fear. All fear. I give you Jesus. He's the water that you'll drink and never thirst again. I give you Jesus, my friend. I give you Jesus. I give you Jesus. He's a peace that passes all understanding. Oh, I give you Jesus. He's the perfect love that casts about all fear. All fear. I give you Jesus. He's the water that you'll drink and never thirst again. I give you Jesus, my friend. I give you Jesus. I give you Jesus, my friend. I give you Jesus. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah.
Let's stand and lift our hands and love Jesus. We love you, God. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God, for your help. We offer to the world you, Jesus. You're the answer. You're the answer, God. You're the answer. Praise God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank the Lord. If you would like to turn, I would like to read just a little bit from the 10th chapter of John. John, the 10th chapter, and the 9th verse. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Notice the next verse. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I want to call your attention to the very first four words that I read to you. I am the door. And I'd like to talk about Jesus being the door. Praise the Lord. God, we love you and we thank you. You are here in this room right now. Thank you for this church, your people. Thank you, God, for the great leader you have given this church. Talk to us tonight out of your word. Supply every need. God, you know the needs in this building tonight. Supply them according to your will, God. In the name of Jesus. Take care, Lord. Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the door. I do not believe in the Scripture there is anything more simple, yet more complex than that statement. Jesus knew how to take something very, very simple, but offer to us profound truths. When Jesus said He was the door, He was saying a lot more than we realize tonight. Jesus could have said, I am the draperies. He could have said, I am the carpeting. He could have said, I am the wall. I am the window. I am the ceiling. But Jesus said, I am the door. Jesus, why did you say that you are the door? What's so big about the door? What's so important about the door? Jesus knew that in all civilizations, people would know what a door was. He knew they would understand this part of a structure. A door is one of the most basic parts of a building, of a room. You don't build a building without a door. Your building may be very, very, very simple, but it's got to have a door to it. Your building may not have a movable partition that swings on hinges that we sometimes call a door. But if anybody is going to go in and if anybody is going to come out, it's got to have an opening that we call a door. In fact, a door is the very first part of a building. Now, I expect you to kind of look at me like that because it sounds real strange. The door is the very, very, very first thing. Before anything else, you got a door. How do we know? Well, when you buy your piece of property, when somebody says, Brother Rutledge, God has moved on my heart. I've never been to your church, but I've watched you folks, and I am wealthy. And I want to either give you a piece of property or buy you a piece of property here in this city. When you go out there on that piece of property, did you know right now, wherever that piece of property is, the doors are already there. The openings are already there. All the carpenter will do is just frame up around the openings. Now you see, you got to watch. I'll sneak up on you. The openings are already there. Jesus said, I am the door. Did you know before we ever had a building, He was the door? Before we ever had a room, He was the door. Before we ever had a wall, He was the door. Jesus said, I am the door. He's the first. He's not only the last, but He's the beginning. Before there was a church, He was the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said He is before all things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, a door. Everybody knows what a door is. I don't have to define a door tonight. But a door is the easiest way to go through a wall. It's the nicest way to go. There are other ways of going through a wall. But a door is the nicest way to get through a wall. You see, there are a lot of folks tonight that have a lot of walls. In fact, I guarantee you, everybody in this room tonight, we all have walls. We all have needs. We all have problems. We all have difficulties. There are walls in front of us. Amen? At least one. There are walls that are keeping us back from where we want to go and what we want to do. Not this good wall. But Jesus is our way through the wall. Hallelujah. He is our answer. He is our way. He is the way you're going to get through that wall tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of times, when we have problems, we look at the wall. We watch the wall. We concentrate on the wall. We worry about the wall instead of looking at the door. Hallelujah. Did you know it really doesn't matter how thick a wall is? It really doesn't matter how wide, how formidable. If we've got a door, you don't even worry about the wall. Hallelujah. You can have a wall of steel 20 feet thick, but if you've got a door, you don't even talk about the wall. See, how many times do we go up to our wall and we say, oh, I've got a problem. I've got a physical problem. I've got a terrible financial problem. And we name all of our problems. And people ask us, how are you doing? And we want to start telling them what all is in our life that is so difficult. And we don't know how we're going to get around it. We don't know how we're going to get through. And we don't know how we're going to be able to make it. And Jesus all the time is standing there saying, I am the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My friend, tonight, the devil cannot put you in a room that you can't get out of if you'll use the door. Hallelujah. No matter how thick the walls of that room are. No matter how thick the walls are of that room, if you've got Jesus tonight, or if you'll call on Jesus, or if you'll believe in Jesus, say you don't know Jesus tonight, and you say, I don't have the door. The door is right here tonight, saying, all you need to do to get through your wall is to believe me, to receive me. I am your way through the wall. Glory, glory, glory. Let's praise the Lord. Oh, I love you. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. You know, a lot of folks get excited about a master key. They say, I've got a master key on my keychain. I can go up to any door in this building. I can unlock any lock in this building. Well, listen, the Bible never does say that Jesus is the master key. Never does say it. It says he is the door. You see, instead of a master key on my keychain, I've got a master door on my door chain. I'd rather carry around the door. Why? Because whenever I come to a wall and I can't get through, if you've got Jesus, you got the door. Amen. Hallelujah. Just put your door up there on the wall and back off and you can go through. He's your way through, folks. Hallelujah. No matter what the need is, no matter what the problem is, just say, I'm going to trust Jesus. I'm going to keep my eye on Jesus. I'm going to say, Jesus, you're my way. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to work out. But God, I know you're going to see me through. In fact, I'm going to go through because of you. Hallelujah. I heard someone the other day say, I'm going to stop saying that I'm sick, that I feel so badly, I feel so terrible. I'm going to start saying, Jesus is my healer. And I thought, I like that. And I've been trying to say that. Now, some people feel like when they're sick, they have to say, I'm not sick. In fact, there is a church that is founded on that principle. I'm not sick. Others feel like when they're sick, they say, Lord, I know you're going to heal me, so I'm not accepting that sickness, and I'm not even sick. You don't even have to do all of that. Just say, Jesus is my healer. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. What if you die? Jesus is my healer. He will not stop being my healer. He's my door. Hallelujah. You say, what if I'm broke? Don't say, I know that God's going to do this and this and this. No, no, just say, He is my provider. Hallelujah. He is my door. I don't know how He's going to do it. I don't know when He's going to do it. I don't understand all of those things. That's not my problem. All I know, Jesus is my door. He is my way through the wall. He is the way, the Bible says. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I watched Simon Peter. Let me get over here. Simon Peter was on the boat. The mariners with him, his buddies, were in a storm. And they thought they were about to be shipwrecked. In fact, there was an ancient tradition that said, you will see a ghost right before you die. If you're going to shipwreck and that's going to be the end of it, you will see a spirit. Well, they looked up and they saw a spirit, they thought. But it was Jesus. Jesus said, be not afraid, it is I. And Simon Peter said, Jesus, if that's really you, you bid me come to you. And you remember Jesus said, come. He invited him to come. Simon Peter stepped out of that boat, and when he did, he walked on the water. Simon Peter refused to look at the wall. There was a wall. You say, well, it was the floor. Hey, there was something that would have kept him from getting to Jesus. But when he kept his eyes on Jesus, the door, he realized that Jesus was his way through the water. Jesus was his way through the wall of wind and water and everything that said, you can't do what you're doing. But he trusted the Lord. The moment he took his eye off of the door and got to watching the wall,
and resigned his position, and he started visiting.
The moment he took his eye off of the door and got to watching the wall, the Bible says when he saw the wind and the waves, boisterous, he began to sink. He took his eyes off of his answer. We've got to keep our eye on the answer. And my friend, tonight, Jesus is your answer. Don't look at all your problems. Robert Johnson. Don't look at all of those walls. Don't look at all of those problems. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. He's my door. He's going to work everything out. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He is our hope. He is our answer. He has never failed. And there's never been a wall he can't get through. That's why we're stressing the door tonight. That's why we're emphasizing the door tonight. That's why we're saying, above all, get the door. Because if you've got Jesus, you've got a way through every wall. Now, I don't really have time tonight to talk to you about what all the door is. Number one, I don't know what all the door is. Number two, there are so many things that you can talk about concerning the door. For instance, a door says there is more. Now, I've never been in this room. In 53 years, I've never been in this room. But you know what? That door tells me there's more. There's more to this building. Whenever you see a door, there's more. I don't care if it's leading to the outside. That door says there's more. There's a whole lot more out there. Amen? Jesus said, I am the door. That's why we can never say, oh, I have Jesus. I don't need anything else. Jesus never ceases to be the door. He never stops being the door. You say, I've got the door. Well, then every time you look up, He's going to be standing in front of you saying, I am the door. You say, what if I walk in that room of truth? You'll look and right in front of you, He'll say, I am the door. When you walk through that door and He's right in front of you in the next room saying, I am the door. Why does He do that? Because we shall know if we follow on to know. We've got to keep obeying the Lord. We've got to go from one room of truth to another room of truth, to another room of revelation, to another room of knowledge. We got to know more and more about Jesus. That's why, friend, you cannot say, I don't want anything you folks have. I don't want to hear all about that business about talking in tongues. I know Jesus. I've got Jesus. Listen, if you got Jesus, He is saying, I'm the door. And a door says, there's more on the other side. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why, soul winner friend, that when you meet anyone on the street or in a church or wherever, they may say, I've got all I want, but they cannot accurately say, I have everything. Just like we can't say, we have everything. If we've got everything, then Jesus is no longer the door. Hallelujah. He is always telling us there's something else. There is something more. Hallelujah. But you know, a door not only says there's more, but a door says you can get there. What if we would look and there was not a door here and there was not a door there, but we would see, go outside and notice the wall goes to the corner and over, and we would notice the partitions here. It implies there's some more room here, but no doors. We would think, what in the world is going on? But you see, the door speaks of access. The door not only says there's more, the door says you can get there. Jesus has not said, look, there is a great life to be lived, but you can't live it. There is a great life of righteousness and godliness and holiness to live, but you can't live above sin. He is not showing us the partition of a room that we cannot enter. He is saying, I'm the door. You want to get in there? You want to find me? You want to live above sin? You want to have a different life? I am the door, and you can do it. You can walk through it. You can go in there. You can arrive at those things that you want. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So a door says that it is accessible. A door says it is possible. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you thankful Jesus is the door? I think one of the most beautiful pictures that we have of His grace and love is in Revelation 3:20, referred to tonight in a testimony. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You know, one of the, not only is this very, very, very interesting and a beautiful graphic picture of grace, but it is also a paradox. Here is the door standing at a door. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hey, He's a door. He shouldn't have to knock at any door. He's the door. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing that Almighty God would pay the price of His blood for salvation and then would have to peddle it from door to door? We ought to be finding His door and knocking on His door. But here, He, the door to all things we need, is coming to the little old door of our heart, and He has to knock. Oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and will open unto me, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Now I want to show you a little picture here. Jesus is the door, but he is standing at the door. I remember many, many years ago when we were traveling and we got one of those motel rooms where there was a door between our room and the next room in case you wanted to rent two rooms, large families or whatever, and you want to rent two rooms. You don't have to go out in the hall to go around. There's a door between the rooms. I'll never forget, I opened that door, but when I did, there was another door right there on the other side of the door jamb without a doorknob. Well, it's best it doesn't have a doorknob, you know, because you can't get into that other room unless the folks over there want you to get into that other room. I have often thought, wouldn't it be kind of interesting if the moment you open that door to check it out, the next door guest would open the door to check it out. But when I see Jesus standing at the door, he is the door. He's the first door. He is standing at the door saying, "May I come in? May I come in?" In other words, he's the door, but he's still standing in our door. Now, he's in his room, knocking at our door. And he is saying, "If any man will hear my voice and will open unto me, I will come in and sup with him." That means he will come into our room. But that's not all the verse. He said, "I will come in and sup with him and he with me." In other words, he will come in then when he opens the door of his compartment, his life, his heart. I will not only come into his heart, but I am the door and he will come in and sup with me. Jesus said, "I shall be in you and you shall be in me." I'm going to visit your apartment and you're going to visit my apartment. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory. So the door stands at the door. Folks, he could knock it down. He could open it without a doorknob. He could walk through without the door being open. But this shows his grace. He will not force himself upon any of us. He loves us enough to respect our wishes. If we don't want him, we don't have to have him. But my friend tonight, oh, listen. We need to say, "Jesus, I want you in my life. God, I'm going to open that door. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to repent. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to say goodbye to the world, God. I'm going to allow you to come into my heart and into my life, God, that I might enjoy everything that you have." And God's got so many great. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I want to tell you a story. It's kind of a humorous story. And this area has historically been known for its Indians. But I am also from an area known for its Indians. The Cherokees came from northwestern Georgia, I guess it was, northeastern Alabama, parts of Tennessee, parts of Carolina, the Carolinas. And they were removed from that area by the federal government to what is now Oklahoma. It was Indian territory then. My great-grandmother, Betty Lovett, came over that Trail of Tears. She was in that sad removal, that forced march of the government, having to give up their lands in the east to go to Oklahoma. Well, Oklahoma has a whole lot of Indians in it. And there was an old Indian that lived way out in the country. I mean, he hadn't been to town, and maybe he had never been to town. But he decided one day that he would go to town. So he made his way into town, and he stopped at the first street that he saw that looked so much different from the trails out in the woods. And he kind of tapped his foot on the concrete. Of course, he didn't know what it was. He said, "No wonder Bill City here, crops won't grow, ground too hard." And he went on into town and was looking around and checking everything out. And he came to a large building, and it had a door on it. Well, he was used to doors. He had a door on his teepee. You know, this was a fancy door. He never could find where the fellow was that had that rawhide string on it that when you just open up, that guy somewhere back in there must have been pulling on it because there was nobody around that he could see. And he walked up to that door, and it just opened. He walked in, but what really amazed him, there was a little door at the back of the building. He noticed people would walk up. They'd stand in line, and they'd poke the wall. And pretty soon, the door would open, and they'd all get in a little tiny room and turn around and face the front, and the door would close, and he noticed an arrow on the wall, and he was used to arrows. But he'd never seen one on the wall like that would move. He noticed that arrow move and some lights, and pretty soon the arrow would move again and some lights would flash and the door would open and a bunch of people would walk out. And that amazed him. He couldn't figure that operation out. He kept standing there for a long time, and finally a real elderly woman just kind of hobbled up there. And she walked over to the wall, and feebly she poked something on the wall, and that little old door opened. By herself, she walked back in that little room, turned around, faced the front, the door closed. That arrow moved, the lights flashed. Pretty soon the arrow moved again, the lights flashed, and a bell rang. And out stepped a beautiful young lady. Boy, he scratched his head. He said, "Me should have brought him squaw." Well, how many times have we seen folks come to church, Brother Rutledge, as you go to the piano, please? How many times have we seen people walk up to that little door? The door opens because Jesus is anxious to let us in. How many times have we seen people kneel in an altar and we don't know what happens between them and God? We watch them say, "Oh God, I'm sorry for my sins. I repent." But we don't know what all happens between them and God because it's back in a little magic room. They are in a little compartment alone with God. But I tell you what we have seen. We have seen them walk out a brand new person. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. All things are become new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've seen alcoholics walk into that little room. The door would close. Lights would flash. Something would happen. Mighty power of God began to move. And all of a sudden, they began to speak a heavenly language they've never learned, just like they talked on the day of Pentecost. And pretty soon, that person gets up. And they're smiling. Hallelujah. They're a brand new creature because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he said, "I am the door." Walk into that little room. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You walk out, you're brand new. Oh, drug addicts have walked into that room with terrible habits, and they walked out free and delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People with all kinds of immorality. People with all kinds of filthy habits. People with all kinds of terrible sins. And such were some of you. Paul said, we have walked into that room. And you know what? I wouldn't know how to do that. Brother Rutledge, I don't know how to make people new creatures in Christ Jesus.
as great a work as this man of God is doing in this city and in this whole area, even he does not know how to make a person what they need to be. We can tell folks. We can encourage them to find the door. We can offer Jesus to them. But they must walk into that place. They must be shut in with God, as we sang a while ago. They must walk into that private place and say, God, I leave all the world. I leave sin. I'm going to repent. I'm going to be buried in your name, God. I'm going to live for you. And then there is something. I don't like to use the word magical, but it's to that Indian, that was a magic room. He couldn't understand that. But you know what? We know that to be an elevator. And we know the Lord, the little room that we walk in and are changed. Isn't that an elevator? Oh, David said, lead me to that rock that's higher than I. That's the elevator, folks. The elevator will take you to a higher road, a higher life, a higher way of living. Let's stand and love Jesus. Let's stand and praise Him tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you for the miracle of salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the answer is here tonight, folks. The door is here tonight, folks. What we need to do is quit looking at the wall. Quit looking at all those needs and those problems. Just look at Jesus. Look at Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sing it, Brother Rutledge.
Jesus is the answer.
Oh, yes, He is.
For the world.
Hallelujah.
Above
Him, there's no other. Jesus.
Jesus is the way.
He's the way, folks.
Jesus is the answer. For
Hallelujah.
The world today. Above Him
Hallelujah.
There's no other. Jesus is the way.
Oh, that's beautiful. Sing it. Jesus,
Jesus is the answer
for the world today.
Above Him
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
We're trusting You, Jesus.
Jesus
We're trusting
is
You,
the
God.
Answer.
We're trusting You
for the world today.
Oh, I love You. I love You. I love You. Thank You,
Jesus.
Can we trust the plan of salvation tonight? Can we trust Jesus tonight? Can we trust the door tonight? My friend, no matter what your life may be, no matter where you have been, no matter what your problems are, let me recommend the door to you tonight. You say, I don't understand all about the room. I don't understand all about the Holy Ghost. I don't understand all about the experience. Listen, all you need to understand is that Jesus is the door.
Yes.
Just start walking toward Him. Just start going toward Him. Just when He invites you to come, just say, Jesus, I am going to get what You have for me. I surrender my life. I put everything on the altar, God. I want what's in that room, Lord. I want that change. Praise God. Who right now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed?
Yes, Lord.
Who would like to just step out and come and kneel here in the altar? And friend, that means, Jesus, I want to give You a chance with
yes,
my life.
Lord.
I want to give You a chance, Lord, to make me what I need to be. I know I need You, Jesus. I know I need You, Jesus. God, I'm going to come to You tonight. Thank the Lord for this soul. Is there another soul? Are there others who will come tonight? and say, I am going to surrender. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to give up to Jesus. I'm going to give Him the chance in my life. I've given other things a chance in my life, but now I'm going to give the door a chance. Come on tonight as we sing again, friend. Saints of God, are you praying for every struggling soul, every person trying to make that decision?